You know, we live in a world that is really challenging. Everything is changing. In fact, in my classes that I teach, even effective pastoring and the traveling ministers class, because everything has changed so much, it used to, if you was a traveling minister, you had to have a home base. But now, if you got a laptop or even a phone, you can pay all your bills, you can make contacts, you can do everything. You don't even have to have a home base. And so everything is changing, situations, we need to remain steady and focused in our Christian lives. Now, I want to talk about something tonight. I just want to call it Discover Your Purpose. Now, I'm not talking about, we all have a purpose. God has given all of us a purpose. That's to live our Christian life in front of others and to win people into the kingdom of God. That's everybody's purpose. Then sometimes he calls people and besides that, they have another purpose. So we want to talk about that tonight. In Acts 26:16, "But rise and stand on your feet, for I've appeared to you for this purpose." This is God talking to Paul. Or Saul at that time, they changed his name to make you a minister and a witness both of the things which you have seen and the things which I have yet to reveal to you. Now get to your feet, for I have appeared to you to appoint you as my servant and witness, to tell people you have seen me, tell them what I will show you in the future. He said he appeared to him for this purpose. You know, so many, even Christians and people in general, they're just sort of drifting through life, you know, come what may, que sera, sera, whatever will be, you know. And some people are just, they get a few accidental blessings, and then some people, it's just one accidental mishap after another. You know, we need to live with purpose. We need to become conscious of our divine purpose so that we can live our Christian life successfully. Now, actually, purpose becomes the motivating factor for you to do whatever you do. Now, I'm not talking about being called to preach and all that. I'm talking about just having a purpose. The Word of God talks to us about that we need to realize our purpose for being in the church is not for us to have all the benefits. Thank God for that. Our purpose is to live the Christian life and to demonstrate that to others that are around us and lead them to Christ also. That's really our purpose, and that really should be our motivating factor. And you know, I want to use Paul as an example of somebody that understood his purpose and followed his purpose. Now, he said here, "I've appeared to you for this purpose." You know, all of us have a purpose. Romans 8:28 says, "We know that God causes everything to work together for good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose for them." You know, God didn't create anybody by accident. In fact, the Word of God says that we are his handiwork. The Word of God says that we are chosen, we are his chosen vessel. Hello. Now, the people through whom God wants to manifest his purposes is you and me. Most of us will never have a Damascus Road of conversion like Paul did. But we all have been called to God for a purpose. That purpose is to live for Him and to do what the Word of God tells us to do. You see, many people, one of the reasons that they're not receiving some things is because their purpose is to receive and not to live for God. Hello. Some people, in fact, James says you ask and you're not receiving. If you ever read the book of James, and it says you ask amiss, or you ask not in line with God's word. Some people, when they give an offering, they're giving to get. They're not giving because they love God. Hello. I don't want to lose you right on the start, but we have God's word, and it has the principles and purposes for us. They're revealed as we study the word. If somebody doesn't understand what their purpose is, they haven't got in and read the Word of God, or they haven't listened to somebody minister like myself or some other minister. I mean, I'm always talking to you about things that you need to do in order to receive all the blessings and benefits of God. You see, we have the Spirit of God with us, and He wants to lead us and guide us into specific areas so we can have a purpose for God. You know, if somebody doesn't understand this, all they got to do is read the Bible. I guess I might be a little different than some of you in the fact that I was born in my father's house. Well, actually, I was born at grandma's house, and there's a farmhouse. I wasn't even born at the hospital. The doctor came to deliver me at the farmhouse, and Dad was the pastor of a church, and I was there in that church the next week. And I began through teaching from the Word and listening to Him, I began to learn from an early age that all of us have a purpose, and that purpose is to present the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ to the world that we live in. And we, you know, many people think, well, that's the minister's purpose. No, it's your purpose. Actually, if you want to get down to it, everyone is a minister. In fact, I got a sermon series I did on that, Everyone a Minister. Now, you may not be up here, but you're still a minister. You may be working your job, doing whatever you do, but you're still a minister. You minister because you have this purpose by demonstrating with the life you're living in front of people. Sometimes you may seem happy when everybody else is down, and they say, man, how can you be so happy? Well, that gives you an opportunity to say, hey, because I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and I believe what the Bible says. You don't have to preach a big old sermon. Just drop the hint. Too many times, too many people are trying to do the whole thing. They're trying to plant the seed and harvest all at the same time. That occasionally happens, and most of the time but usually you just drop a seed and let somebody else reap the harvest. But you have a purpose. Your purpose is to witness and be a witness for Jesus Christ. You know, Paul said that but even before I was born, God chose me and called me by His marvelous grace. Then it pleased Him to reveal His Son to me so that I would proclaim the good news about Jesus to the Gentiles. When this happened, I did not rush out and consult with humans, nor did I go to Jerusalem to consult with the apostles. I went to Arabia, and later I returned to the city of Nazareth. Paul didn't get anybody else's opinion. when God tells you that you have a purpose, and that is to live the life of Christ in front of people, you don't need somebody else telling you about do's and don'ts. There are some things you don't do, and there's some things you do do. You do because that's what's right. But let me tell you what, there are too many people, and even churches, they have all of these rules and regulations. And some of them don't even go along with what the Bible says. Hello now. I might walk where angels fear to tread. But, hey, these are the rules and regulations that we walk by, not what somebody else says. My father, and you've heard me say it time and time again, and I will keep saying it because he did, because it's something you need to hear. If you have a question about something, what does the Bible say? I used to tell people, if you have a question of whether you should do something or not, you probably shouldn't. Hello. You know, God doesn't need a bunch of clones. He needs individuals that are living their life on purpose for God, their way, obeying the rules of the Word of God, not somebody's church rules. Hello. You know, somebody said to me one time, well, they people in your church got long hair. I said, what's that matter? Since when did long hair on a guy, since when did, is that any? And then I really nailed him. I said, you ever see any of the pictures of the people of Bible days? Some of them had long hair. You ever hear about Samson? Mightily used of God? He had long hair. Come on now. Or if somebody's dressed this way or dressed that. Now, we should use a little decorum when we do come to church, but I mean, they used to, in fact, when we quit wearing ties here, people said we had lost the Holy Spirit because we didn't wear ties anymore. Didn't they, huh? I mean, she was mainly when one, another minister, he said it. And I, you know me, I like to get to people anyway. I don't pull many punches. I looked at him, I said, you know what? Do you think Jesus was anointed by the Holy Spirit? Oh, yeah. The Bible says so in Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth. I said, Jesus didn't wear a tie. Now, I'm saying all that because we need to understand our purpose without having all of these things that really don't matter coming into us. Now, you can't just go out and live anyway and serve God. There's some things you got to live by. But, you know, it says in Ephesians 1:18 in the Living Bible, it says, I pray that your hearts would be flooded with light so that you can see something of the future he has called to you to share. Well, we need to have the Word of God flooding into our hearts so that we know what we have to do. If you will seek God, read the Word, seek God in prayer. I'm not talking about, you know, some people, they start talking about prayer and they think you got, they say, well, man, you got to pray so many hours a day. Well, I never read that in the Bible. I heard the Bible said pray. But I never where it said you got to pray this time. I also never read in there where you got to pray. You got to get up early in the morning and pray. How many of you have heard teaching where get up early in the morning and pray? Come on, hold your hands up. Well, I'm not a morning person. I may want to pray at 1 o'clock in the morning. Hello. The important thing is that you pray. But people get all of these, and I'm still talking about, you see, we have a purpose to serve God our way. Hey, my way that I study, I go to ministers' conferences, and these people get up there, and it's dogmatic. You got to do it this way, this way, this way, this way, if you're going to have a good sermon or whatever. And that ain't the way I study. I don't study like that. I don't spend 1,500 hours sitting behind a desk. So that's what they say. Oh, you got to spend so many hours sitting at the desk. That's not me. I read things. I read the word. I do things. And then I'll be meditating on that. And I may go around doing something else, you know, that you don't have to think about to do. You're just doing it. And I meditate and I think about things, and then I'll go in and I might write a few things down on a piece of paper. And then I come in and I sit down and I gather all that together and come up with my message. That's the way I study. But I've had people tell me, that's not right. You're not supposed to do it that way. Well, I've done pretty good for 65 years. I've been doing it that way, and it's worked. What I'm trying to get across to you is that God will help you with your purpose in life if you will seek Him. I guarantee you, if you'll seek Him in His Word, in the Word of God, and in prayer, He will help you to be able to do your purpose. What is your purpose? Your purpose is to promote the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ in the world that you live in, where you work, in your neighborhood, in the people that you hang out with. That you are supposed to do that. You know, all of you know that I love dirt track racing. I went to my first dirt track race when I was 15 years old, and I was hooked on it since. Even got to drive myself, had a old street stock at the old Tulsa Speedway in 1979 and 80, and got to drive it some. Lynette didn't let me drive a whole lot. She didn't like it. And then, you know, Cameron's been involved. When I was out the racetrack, in fact, one of the guys told me, I don't know how many people, they didn't even go to this church. They all call me pastor. I go to the racetrack now. They still call me pastor. And Cameron's not racing all the time. He just races some. But one man told me, he said, you know what we like about you, pastor? I said, no, I don't really. He said, you live the life before us, but you don't try to cram it down our throat. And we know that if we come to you, you will pray with us. You will help us. And I thank God that I've been able to. I've counseled several people in their trailers, and they was having some marriage issues, and I was able to help them. And, you know, you see, I minister, that's one of my purposes, but another purpose is to live the life of God in front of everybody. And that's what I try to do at the racetrack. And, you know, I never ask any of them to call me pastor. I prayed with a bunch of them, you know. I mean, I remember one time, there's this one guy, we were doing the shootout. That's the junior sprints Cameron was driving. And I'd gotten to know this guy from Iowa there. I mean, they come in all over. And I was walking by his trailer, and he's sitting there with his leg up like propped up and all the way down from about here all the way down to his ankle. It was just open sore. And I said, man, what happened? He said, well, the car fell off the jack and scraped down there, and said, it's been 3 months now, I believe he said. And he said, you know, the doctors, they can't figure out why it won't scab up, why it won't heal, and they don't know what to do. And I just said, you mind pray for you? He said, no, I'd really appreciate it. I just put my hand on his shoulder, and didn't make a big deal out of it. See, some people think you got to make a big deal out of it. That's our purpose. I'm talking about me. I ain't talking about you, because you don't want me to talk about you, so I'll talk about me. I just put my hand on his shoulder. I said, Lord, I thank you right now for healing this man's leg. And I saw him the next year. He came out. He said, you know, I noticed that by the time the week was over, that thing was starting to scab up. By the time I went back to the doctor and my appointment, I was supposed to go back, it had scabbed up, the whole thing scabbed up, and the doctor said, well, I don't understand it. And this guy, I don't even know whether he's a Christian or not. He said, I told the doctor, he said, I had a preacher man, he prayed for me. He said, God did it. You know, I'm talking about our purpose as Christians. So many times we don't understand that our purpose is to live the God kind of life in front of everybody. And if we have an opportunity, without cramming it down their throat, minister to them, pray with them, give them some ideas about some things. Like I've brought some guys some books and counseled them on how to do some things. And, you know, I didn't go to them. They asked me. When you live in the purpose that God has for you to be that kind of parent, they'll come to you. You don't have to come to them. They'll come to you because they know who you are. You know, Paul remained focused on his purpose. See, the Lord told him to make him a minister and a witness. We need to remain on our purpose to fulfill that. We have been made a witness for God. That's who we are. Every one of us is a witness. You don't even have to have some kind of special something happen. Nobody has to give you a special word. The Bible tells you that what you are. Go into all the world and preach the gospel or be a witness. Hello? There it is right there. That's the purpose right there. Hello? Anybody getting anything out of this? See, actually, if you read Acts 26, 16 through 18, it's sort of a short summary of the entire life of and ministry of Paul. You know, Paul, through everything, remained faithful to his purpose. You know, some people, they come and you talk to them and they're having so many struggles and they're about to throw in the towel, so to speak, give up. I read this to one guy one day. I said, you going to quit? Yeah, I'm going to quit. I'm just tired of everything going wrong. I'm going to quit serving God. I said, well, really, let me read you something. And I went to Acts 11:23. Second Corinthians 11:23. Are they servants of Christ? I know. I sound like a madman, but I've served him for more. I've worked harder, been in prison more often, whipped times without number, faced death again and again. 5 different times the Jewish leaders gave me 39 lashes. 3 times I was beaten with rods. Once I was stoned. 3 times I was shipwrecked. Once I spent a whole night and day adrift at the sea. I've traveled on many long journeys. I've faced dangers from rivers, from robbers. I've faced dangers from my own people, the Jews, as well as from the Gentiles. I've faced dangers in the cities, in the desert, on the sea. I've faced danger from men who claim to be believers but are not. I've worked hard and long, endured many sleepless nights. I've been hungry, thirsty, and often gone without food. I've shivered in the cold without enough cold clothes to keep me warm. Then besides all this, I have the burden of the churches to my concern. I said, has any of that ever happened to you? He said, no. I said, well, you know what? The Apostle Paul said that he kept going. He never gave up. And he said it in 2 Corinthians 4:16. This is why we never give up, though our bodies are dying and our spirits renewed day by day. He knew what his purpose was. He went on three missionary journeys. The last trip he went on, it was to Rome, and he went there as a prisoner. You know what? And in the midst of going there, there was a storm. But you know what? He still maintained his purpose. On that ship, he told them people, he's a prisoner now. He said, don't be afraid, for surely I shall stand trial before Caesar. What's more, God is my goodness, has granted me safety to everyone sailing, so take courage, for I believe God. It's just as he said. What he had told him, he said, God came and told him, said, don't worry about it, Paul. The ship's going down, but y'all, everybody on it's going to be saved. And they were. They went to the island of Malta. In fact, we were traveling one of our trips, and they had translated one of my books into the Maltese language, and I sat there and I stopped, and we did the revealing of the book or whatever, anyway, you know, book signing. And then we got to go around and see some of the places on there where Paul was. But I want to tell you what, what I'm trying to say is, no matter what happened, he stayed true to his purpose. No matter what happens to us, we've got to stay true to our purpose, what God has for us. Paul stayed focused on his purpose in the good times and the bad times, in the city and the country, the land and sea, when he was free and when he was in prison. I mean, you might say, through thick and thin, Paul never recanted on his purpose. He understood his purpose, and at the end, he says, I was not disobedient. In other words, he's not disobedient to the purpose that God had called him for. And then he finished up by in 2 Timothy 4, said, I fought the good fight. I've finished the race. I've remained faithful. And now the prize awaits me, the crown of righteousness, which the righteous judge will give me one on the day of his return, and the prize not just for me, but for all who eagerly look forward to his appearing. I want you to notice, he fought, he finished, he remained faithful. I want to encourage you tonight that you may have to fight, but finish your course, stay faithful to the purpose of displaying the God kind of life to everybody that's around you. Remain faithful. It's easy to pull out when everything's not going right. Oh, it's easy to live for God when everything's going good. It's easy to maintain your purpose. But it's not very easy to maintain your purpose when things are not going right. But I want to tell you what, you got to look at the prize at the end of fulfilling your purpose, of being what God told you to be, and that's his witness to everybody, everywhere, in every situation. In fact, Peter said, always be ready to give an account for what you believe. I'll just paraphrase it. The crown of righteousness. I ran track in high school, and you're running to get that medal. Get that medal, man. That's what you want. That's what you're doing. Listen, you're running a race. It's the race that God has set before you. He's given you his purpose. And I hear the Spirit, and I think he's saying in your name, run your race with purpose. Stay faithful. Stay true. And at the end, you'll see that it all will come out, and it'll be all right. Don't turn back. Don't look to the right or the left. It doesn't matter what this one's doing over here or this one's doing over there. Stay with your purpose. Stay with what God is asking you to do, and that's to live your life where you're at, doing what God has asked you to do, and that's to be his witness to all the world. That's your purpose. Heavenly Father, I've just tried to encourage these people tonight that they all have a purpose, and that purpose is to live for you and to demonstrate your love and your mercy to everybody they come in contact with. I thank you for it in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Everybody stand, please. Trust you got something out of that tonight. Praise the Lord. How many in here? How many in here now know your purpose? That should be everybody's hand in the place should be up. Our purpose is to live for God all the time. Demonstrate his power through our life that we're living. Listen, if you happen to be in this place today, you don't know Jesus Christ, your personal Savior, we want you to know him and to enjoy this great life that we're enjoying. If you know what it is to have served Christ, but you sort of got off course and took a detour and you just need to rededicate your life, the ladies are here, the men are over here. If that's you, you need Christ, you need to rededicate your life, they'll pray with you, and you won't leave here like you came, in Jesus' name. If you'd like to receive the Holy Spirit, if you need prayer for any reason, for anything, they would be glad to pray with you right here, right now. Remember, Sunday, right here, 10 o'clock, and Connect Four, does it start? Starts this Sunday. Connect Four starts this Sunday, 9 o'clock, right over there in SDC 1, rooms 3, 4, 5, 6. And I encourage, if you just want to know more about connecting with the church or connecting with people in the church, go to those classes. If you need prayer for any reason whatsoever, come to the front right now, shake hands with somebody, and tell them, say, hey, I have a purpose. Do you? We'll see you Sunday right here. God bless.